Air quality in Beloit has been in the spotlight after a report in March brought attention to how unhealthy air pollution is in the small southern Wisconsin city. The report used data from a citizen-led network of sensors. As WUWM's Lena Tran reports, the findings highlight the importance of air monitoring.
There's a white device the size of a teacup hanging over the column-lined porch of the Tau Kappa Epsilon fraternity at Beloit College. It's collecting data on particulate matter, or PM2.5, pollution from burning fossil fuels that's tiny enough to penetrate the lungs. Exposure can lead to cancer, asthma, lung and heart disease. Environmental studies professor Pablo Toral worked with students to install the monitor and learn about the air here.
So yeah, those are the ones that we got from the EPA. So we bought exactly the same model.
Rock County has some of the highest rates of CO2 emissions and asthma hospitalizations in the state. I start taking photos and Toral finds a beer can, tosses it in the trash. Definitely a college campus. The sensor is part of a network that's been measuring pollution in Beloit for the last year and a half. It comes from an effort to connect the dots between planet-warming fossil fuels and the community's health. Brittany Keyes is a physical therapist who previously served on the city council and worked with Toral to build the network.
When you look at where higher polluting industry often goes, it goes to communities that have higher levels of poverty, more diversity, and Beloit seems to be checking all these boxes.
So Keyes and Toral and other volunteers borrowed monitors from the EPA and surveyed the city's air for the first time. Fast forward a year, and the Swiss tech company IQ Air used their data for its annual World Air Quality Report, which takes in all kinds of public data. It ranked Beloit's air as the worst in the country. Beloit's poor air is the result of factories, car emissions, and power plants. Smoke from wildfires in Canada last summer made a bad situation much worse. Toral says the good news is they got the data.
The bad news is that now we make the world news as the most polluted city in the U.S., which is not probably the case. We just happen to test the air.
He figures there are many communities across the state and country with unhealthier air than Beloit. They're just not measuring it. Toral hopes this brings attention to testing in communities of all sizes.
The visibility that this report has given us should make everybody realize that the worst pollution might not be happening where we're testing. So we have people who are probably exposed to serious cases of pollution that they don't know because they don't have sensors.
IQ Air CEO Frank Hamas says citizen-run monitors might not be as precise as what governments use for regulation, but they're cheaper and more accessible.
I would say the accuracy and the representativeness of what's being measured by citizens these days is good enough to give governments a very good opportunity to understand what's going on.
It's information that IQ Air wants people to use on a daily basis, says Christy Schroeder, a scientist with the company.
We really encourage people to look at air quality data and treat it just like you would the weather in preparing for your day.
The city of Beloit rejected the report, saying Wisconsin meets federal air quality standards. During last summer's smoke-filled days, the city says it took appropriate action by canceling outdoor programming for kids. Here's physical therapist Brittany Keyes again.
Wisconsin is largely under-monitored to not monitored. So the city did pivot to what the DNR saying that the air is okay, but I struggle with being able to confidently say that or accept that when there are no particulate matter monitors in Beloit or Rock County.
Back at Beloit College, Pablo Toral leads a discussion in his environmental studies class on what's known as the right to know.
So if there is a polluting industry in our neighborhood, we should be able to know what it is, who's polluting, and what's being polluted. Air, water. So
students learned about different data tools from the EPA. Their assignment was to look up pollution sources in their hometowns. Fourth-year Dallas native Javier Pina read about a dairy company that releases nitrates, which are linked to cancer and poor birth outcomes.
That was right by a fishing creek that, I mean, I've always fished at. I know people who fish at. My uncle fishes there a lot.
Pina thinks the data should be more accessible.
These are things that are readily available. Like, who's really ever going to go and look at stuff like this? It's really hard to access. Like, even myself, I had trouble getting specifics out and understanding what exactly was falling directly into those waters.
Tiral says this aha moment helps his students grasp the importance of data access. He points to Madison and Milwaukee. As the cities seek to decarbonize, they've bought shares of the Beloit utility's natural gas power.
It's further going to make things very difficult for Beloit. Because if those emissions are retired in different places and Beloit is going to have those emissions for decades to come, Beloit is going to have to deal with the health consequences that come with that.
Tiral says knowledge is how you empower residents and bring them to the table when these decisions are being made. Lina Tran, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.